And he said, Ruach Elira, the first line is Yosef, the fine chest. She is Nikon with Rabbeinu Bamed Roin, she lives in Kohadid in vain Isaac. Ki asim vato, because of oi hamachal ekes, we walk in bo bada bekes. Said, Ahajim Otosi Shemisha or Vibo Shalosh Zeh, Veishiv Ken Shetoi Seifer, who? So, the, because of Aram Mistabra Shemitu Ayerach Treve, Vavon Gav Deloi Yikon Yivei, Yechim Achshirin Amboli Yikon, Vavon Gav Deloi Yikon Yivei, 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 Well, it's Mistabra like that, because if it's Nitlo, it shouldn't be Gohua, then the fracture. So the Aloha is, if there is a fracture in the Taibon, and as long as there is no way of boss or him in the scube. So it's straight. So certainly when it was cut out completely the feather bone. So even if you have all the boss on the world, but there is nothing to behave if it was cut out. So that's we start like that. Alright, anyway. So he says it's Kriseta. We have to begin this, but then Rob and Mamuli. If the femur bone, the thigh bone, slipped away from its socket, even though it wasn't coupled with the deterioration of the ligaments, it's also like, why? Because A, is much more delicate than the behemoth. So the melee, it's matri, even without this by behemoth. So as long even if it did slip away, but if it was coupled with the deterioration of the ligaments, so then it will heal by itself. It will heal. Mashenkin by no, even without the combination of the Nikomive, it will not heal. So that's a point of Rav Rochon. But Vadim Yom Yisal, Moichim, Kosev Rajo, Reishi Hatachtei Shoretzen Jeha Mechuber Mashenik, שלא שאו מוקמי יש עשרי אבל פי שלא יפסיקו ולא יניסגלו נידון ניסגלו גידון ויש מתירי אפילו ניפסיקו וניסגלו ולא זה דייטני עד כאן Now, I mentioned it in סימן גימל So I mentioned that she came in connection with what the Torah says, "Ubalito kosa, she treifor numhanil abdike v'chein kosa balatomis v'bivadai ikunive." In other words, the Bach explains it that it's not v'chein kosa balatomis, but it's beis hei v'chein kosa beis hei. So v'chein kosu b'sefer hamitzvot. So that's the sefer hamitzvot kot. That's the smart shikin. So the vadali ikunive. So in other words, the tivin in the shoulder blades. In other words, where the scapula was fractured. So it was combined with ikunive. So then it is right. That's the shikin of the smart. And this is how the Bach explains that shikin the two mentions is. In Sifnun Gimel. Now, so here he says Kosha Parashbo Reishi Atachti. So at that time I mentioned that the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis mentions the same Shita. He doesn't mention the Shita of the Smak. So there was another Rishi who had the same Shita, and the Rashbo rejected that Shita of the Smak. In other words, namely the Shita that where the scapula, that means the scapula, that the bone that is between here, it's in the elbow, let's say, between here and the shoulder, the scapula, So if that is fractured, so and it's equilibrium and it's coupled with the deterioration of the ligaments here, so in the foreleg of the behavior, it's also free, but there's the sheet of the smack. So this is the same sheet. So Kosov Rajbo, Reishi Atahti, Shall Etzenze, Hamichuber. So but Rajbo mentions the sheet, in other words, you see, it all depends how we explain the Gemara. Tafunzai, because the Gemara makes a distinction between Shmutas Yerech and Shmutas Gav. Now Gav, in a no, so Gav is the counterpart of the foreleg in the vein. That's the wing. That's the counterpart of the foreleg in the vein. So the Gemara makes a distinction. The Gemara says like this: Shmutas Yadu Vein Mokshev, Shmutas Yerech Vein Treifo, Shmutas Gav Vein Treifo, Chayshinon Shemo Nikvo Horeo. So, Shmutas Yad, so there is a contrast between Shmutas Yad Bebeimo, so it's not Treifo, and Shmutas Yerah Bebeimo is Treifo. So the question is this, what does Shmutas Yerah mean? What does Shmutas Yerah mean? What does Shmutas Yerah mean? So, the Rajbo says, Kosa Rajbo, Rishi Atachti Shaletzen Zeh, Hamechuga Rimashay, שנושא ומכן יש איסרי אף על פי שלא יפסיק. So ולא ניסחנו גידול ויש מטירים אפילו ניפסיקו וניסחנו ולא זה דייתני נהיה. So in other words, so יש איסרי אף על פי שלא יפסיקו וניסחנו גידול. So that means that what is the ratio attacking שלצם זה המחובר עם השם. That is the nipple. That's the Rishi Atachti. So, Shaletzim Zeh, Hamechubah Mashik, Shenoshal Mukene, Yeshi Eisrin, Apalpi Shalom Yipsiku, Gulim Sagrin. Vyesh Batir Lachim Sagrin. That it means that is the Rishi Atachti, that's the nipple. That is Mechubah Mashik. So, that means the nipple joins the shank, with the thigh. So suppose the nipple bone slipped from its place, yei sheis, and the Rashbo rejects the chite. So what is the chite? The smag also agrees. The smag says two things. First of all, the smag says that if there is a fracture here in the scapula, so then it is treifo, if it is combined, if it is coupled with the deterioration of the ligaments, and then he also says this mark, like that chita that Rajbo mentions, that if the knee bone slipped from its place, so Yeshayis Chinaf of Pishaloi Nipsiku, the Loi Nisakma Gidol. Why? Where's the Bokya for that day? That's the Gemara Dafun Zayin. Because the Gemara says, Shmutas Yerer Be'eit. So most Rishayi, Hamsan Abay, Shmutas Yerer Be'eimo, Treifo. So most Rishayi explain Shmutas Yerer Be'eimo, Treifo, that it has reference to Buke De'atme Bishop Miduchte. So it's the same aloche, like Rav Masne, but the Gemara passes only if it's coupled with the deterioration of the ligaments. So Shmutas Yerah Bebeimo Treifo means that it slipped from its socket where it is joined to the roof of the vein, the woman vein. But this sheet of the Rashi holds that when it says Reisha Tachti Shretzim Zeh Amechuga Rimashik Shenyosha Omkeme Yei Sheisri Apo Pishaloi Nipsiku The only sacred below. So that means that it has reference not where this bone slipped from its socket, not where this bone slipped from its socket, but this bone slipped from its socket. Sometimes, actually minorly, so I want to demonstrate something in the leg, so I demonstrate in the shoulder. But, so, this is what the Chitta of the Rashba holds. The tree shape, in other words, when the Gemara says, Shmutas Yera Bibhema Treifo. So it means what it means, Shmutas Yera Bibhema Treifo. Not Bukedatmi Bishopu Duchte. Because vis-a-vis Bukedatmi Bishopu Duchte, so the Gemara says explicitly, only if he believe it. We don't pass like Hamas. So, and here the Gemara says, Shmutas Yera Bibhema Treifo, he doesn't say. He doesn't mention the who, the equilibrium. So he says, stop, even though it's not equilibrium. So the Mele, according to that Shite, the Rajpon, that's the Shite of the Smak also. The Smak also. So if there is a slipping from its place of the nipple, so it's more homo than a slipping of its place of the femur bone, where it is joined to the hip. Because where the femur bone slipped from its socket, at the place where it joined to the hip, so the Gemara says, well, would he believe it? But without it believe it, it's not living. Mashalikin here, the Gemara says, Shmutas Yera Bibhema Treifo. And the Gemara doesn't say, who do it believe it? So this has reference to the knee bone. So if the knee bone was nishmat from its place, then it's treifeh, even if it's uncoupled with ikonibim. This is the chit. Reishi atachtim sholetzen fe amachubar in Hashem, shenosho mukeneh, yeishe iskina fopi sholoi nipsiku, velo nisag nipim. So I mean, it's amazing, in other words, that bukedah nishobim dichtei means that the femur bone. So the femur bone, if it slipped from its waist, where it's mechuba to the group, in the hip, to the pelvis, so only if it's combined with the kolive, it's right. But if it's not combined with the kolive, it's not right. But if the knee bone slipped from its place, even if it's not combined with the kolive, it's also right. Why you can't ask any kashas? But that's the way that fishy. And the smash is also like that. Explain the Gemara of Shmutas Yera Bibhema Treifo. Yeshe Yisrena Habisho Mishiku Nisagu Lio. But, Buke the Atmin Shof Nisagu Lio. Here, if this bone slipped from its place, so then only when it's coupled with equilibrium. Only if it's coupled with equilibrium. Oh, and then, and the smash says, that as far as Buke the Atmin Shof Nisagu is concerned, there is no contrast between the yad and the regal. Where is there a contrast between the yad and the regal, the foreleg and the hind leg? That's in regard to shmutas yad b'beim okshero, shmutas yerech. So shmutas yerech is straightforward, that means here, this, the knee. But, let's say here, the elbow, if it will be the foreleg, so then it will not be a trefor. Mashiach came where it is here. So there is no difference between this bone slipping from its place, from its source, or this bone, the scapula, slipping from its place. In both it's trefor. But in both it's only trefor if it is coupled with a deterioration of the ligaments. This is the chite of that the Rashba mentions, and that's the shita of the smak. In other words, because the Rashba shita is that when the Gemara mentions a contrast between shmutas yad and shmutas yerech, it is reference to this bone. So there is a contrast between the shmuta of this bone and the smuto of this bone. Alright. Atta, we are about this machshir, bilechtach, so far the two mentioned Rashashita, because Rashi passes like the first motion in Rav Yudeh, that when the Mishnah says, that I know, that that when my woman Akubo is sure that the behemoth is entirely sinful, it means each of the religion, this joint, the Akubo Tachtena, but about his passes, like Uroma Rebeshe, which is also the second washing in Rabbi Yehuda Morav. So the Rabaufes, Machshir Binechtav Bi'etzem Nemtzoi, ובלבד שלהם מוקים שמסגים וחיפה שקרמת ועדים לא באורו זר כוסף וביסי כבר התחום או כוסף קירש that if there is a fracture in the shank so fracture in the shank so then there is only if there is a fracture in the shank so so then it's right even though it's not in the area of Tzusagim. V'chim v'yadim v'ashkim is v'tzoras. V'chim v'shiyach v'chagoy o t'chayifo, im yesh lo gibu rabwai im t'chayif, v'chom yeser kinot olam, v'chim v'chosar adrecho, v'yivhu sheyye ze a yeser, mireish etzem atachtel ulmai, v'chom mokem shum v'chubasho, v'yivim kem Tzusagim ulmatem, now, so he says, since if Nechtoch Raglel is trade, so when they're according to Rash, and according to the Rosh and the Tur, and all the Chachmi Ashkenaz, actually it's a machlokes between Chachmi Ashkenaz and Chachmi Tzoras. Chachmi Ashkenaz, most of it, so passing, like the first motion of Yudah Merah, that if it's in the field of Hashem, in the middle bone, there is a fracture, so it's terrible, even though it's not in the area of the Tzusakini, and most of the Chachmi Tzofas, they agree, they pass from like the Vint and the Rambam, like Ulo Maravetche, or like the second portion in Rabbi Ulo Marav, that in the Shemek, if it's not in the Rokhi and Tzusakini, so it's not in the but the two pass from like Rashi and the Rosh. So Mele seems in the case of a fracture in the shape. So it's playful. So suppose it has given a line, it's also playful. The whole yes, I cannot do it. Who will you force a graph? The who should be the yes, the eventual attack of my law. So only the additional portion of the leg, there is an extra portion of the leg. Is in other words, the shank. There is an additional shank. Suppose there is an additional hack, foot, but it doesn't extend, there is no additional shank, then it's not able. Because suppose the foot of the behemoth had been removed completely. So then it's certainly matter, so it's not able. So an additional cannot be matched with it. And then, so according to the shittis of even the Rambam, so when will be a trade for the Shach, for example? When will be a trade for if the additional leg will have the thigh? But suppose the additional leg will only have a foot and a shank, but no shaft. Suppose adjacent to the natural, hind leg, there will be another portion of the leg, up to the knee, but there is no additional thigh. So then it will not be a trade-off, because according to the sheet of the leaf, the Rambam, suppose this part of the leg has been removed completely, it will be shaved off. So how can an additional shank, if it doesn't involve an additional thigh, be matter the way, which is our portion. Alright. The Yehusha is a yeser on the day that matach no mayo, uchol mokim shu yuchu gashom. Bein im kim tzim sagim no matem. Kol mokim shi yachtech shom regel vitrei. Ki de yetze, oh, now it says, uchol mokim shu yuchu gashom. Bein im kim tzim sagim no matem. Kol mokim shi yachtech shom regel vitrei po, ki de yetze matach no mayo erashe. אפילו אם הוא נחתך, אלו נשבר, אם אין אירו פה סוחי פינס רובי, חושב כי נחתך לחיפו. In other words, The halacha in that, let's say, according to the Rif and Rambam, that if it's nechtach above the knee, so then it's a treyer. So it doesn't have to be dark and nechtach. Nechtach means cut off the garment. Don't cut off, chipped off the bone, the mile above the knee. So then it's treyer. But even if it wasn't chipped off, it wasn't cut off, the whole bone is there, but there is a fracture. There is a break in that bone. So if there is no eruv bosor that is chayvin esrubei, so it's considered as if it chipped off completely. Afilu nechtach al nishba imenei eruv bosor chayvin esrubei choshek nechtach chayvin bein behemo bein dey vimei eruv bosor chayvin esrubei hakom yuter bein behemo bein eruv. But if we look at Tzach Moetz, and we learned that yesterday in the Gemara, even if a small piece chipped off, so if the Eruv Bosor is chayv eschube is mutter, if Yeish be Eruv Bosor happens to cover Hasheva, the piece that was chipped off too, Afim Roinofal Eretzim Koshi, Avon Yimei Bekin Lechapei Sei, Il Roinofal, Avon Fish Yeish Bekin Lechapei Sei, Ato Trein. Now, so here, the Loshna Mishnah is. The Loshna Mishnah is. One second. Nishba Wet, im Reva Boso Kayom Shritosim Tarosim. Shritosim Tarosim. So the Mishnah says, im Reva Boso Kayom, so Shritosim Tarosim. The Loshna Mishnah is not Eru Boso Chayim Eschube. But just, im Reva Boso Kayom, so it's Muta Bachelor Shritosim Tarosim. So it's Muta Bachelor, it's not Reva. Now, then the Moshna Braise, we learned it yesterday, I didn't want to discuss it yesterday because I wanted to finish out the Gemara after the Mishnah. So, the Moshna Braise is. Barwetzem Yotor Chutz, in Eru Boso Chayfines Rube Muta, in Lav Osa. So the Mishnah doesn't mention Yotor Chutz. The Mishnah just says, Nish Barwetzem. It doesn't say Nish Barwetzem Yotor Chutz. It protruded outside. It was fractured. The bone was fractured. Im Reba Bosa Kayam, she doesn't tell us. But the Price says, Nish Barwetzem Yotor Chutz. So there are two changes, there are two discrepancies between the Loshna Mishnah and Loshna Braise. One discrepancy is that whereas the Mishnah does not mention Yotzer Chutz, the Braise mentions the case of Yotzer Chutz. The other discrepancy is whereas the Mishnah just says Riva Bosakaya, it doesn't say that Reva Boso Chayfes Esoetze Kayo, it exists, it wasn't the law. So Shridosim Narosim, so the Braise says Eru Boso Chayfes. So the question is, does the Mishnah and the Braise refer to the same thing, or they refer to different situations? So the Rashbo in Tehillas Habayit mentions in the name of Rabbi, that's probably Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi, or when the Rashbo doesn't spell out the name. Sometimes the Ramban was also a Rabbi of the Rashbo. Ustam, when the Rashbo says Rabbi, so it means Rabbi Yehuda. Whatever, whoever it is, doesn't make any difference. So he mentions in the name of his Rabbi that it's two separate din. The Mishneh has reference to a case where there was a fracture in the bone, and it wasn't Yetzer HaChutz. It wasn't Yetzer HaChutz, it didn't protrude outside. Just a fracture, sometimes there is a fracture. It doesn't push out. It doesn't, the bone, the fractured bone doesn't even protrude outside. So then, all we need is that Reva Boso should become. That's all. If it didn't protrude outside. The Braise deals with the canes were protruded outside. So then the requirement is that they will also, not that the boss of Eva also should be kind. No, it's not enough if it protrudes outside. So then the Bible tells us it's not enough that the Eva also is kind, is there. Suppose it's kind, but it doesn't cover the fractured bone. So then it's the trait. This is what the Rebbe of the Rashba says. But the Rashba himself doesn't agree with the Shita of Israel. And it seems not only the Rashba doesn't agree with the Shita of the Rebbe, it seems that most Rishonim don't agree. The Rambam doesn't agree. Most Rishonim don't agree with the Shita of the Rebbe of the Rashba. And they say that when the Mishnah says, Mishbar Oetzim in Riva Bosa Kalom, so the Mishnah also has reference to the case where the etzem protruded outside. It was also a good. Because if there is a fracture in the bone and the bone doesn't even protrude outside, then it doesn't matter altogether. So it's never trained. When can it be trained on the basis of a fractured bone if the bone, as a result of the fracture, it protruded outside? But if it wasn't the age of the hoods, so it's never trained. So, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rashba's Rebbe, so even if it didn't protrude outside, so then if there is no Riva Boso Kayon, so it's still trained. According to other Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rambam, most Rishonim, so suppose it doesn't protrude outside, so even before the flesh was removed, there was a fracture in the bone, a break in the bone, and all the flesh was moved. All the flesh was moved. But the bone did not protrude outside. Even though all the flesh was removed. So then it's not trained according to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Shita of the Rashba's Rebbe is a Shita's Yochid, actually. So all the other Rishonim say that the Mishnah and the Braisa refer to the same case. In other words, when the Mishnah says Nishbar Etzem Riva Bosa Kayon, it means Nishbar Etzem Yotzo Etzem Lechutz. But if it's not Yotzo Etzem Lechutz, then there are no requirements. Then it doesn't matter, it's not rape. So, without Riva Bosa Kayon. But if Nishbar Etzem and it's Yotzo Lechutz, so there is a prerequisite of Riva Bosa Kayon. And what is Riva Bosa Kayon? Not just Kayon, it means Chivnesot. So, Riva Bosa Kayon is the identical thing as Iru Bosa Chivnesu. Alright. Now, that is one machlekes. Then there is a machlekes that I mentioned yesterday between Rashi and Yod Abrashim. Because the Gemara has a machlekes. What does it mean, Iru Bosa Chivnesu? Whether Iru Bosa Chivnesu means Reguvie, or it means, so one Madoma says it means Reguvie, one Madoma says it means Rebekeke, so the Gemara passes that we need both because of the Machlekes, Reguvie and Rebekeke. So all Rishonim, except for Rashi, I don't know any other Rishonim who agrees with Shiva's Rashi, but all Rishonim, I mean the Tisves, the Rosh, the Ram, I think the Rashba also says it, so all Rishonim. They say that why does the Gemara have a machlekes, whether it's Rebuye, Ivan, or Rebekeve? So Teitzer says, Zidin di Mishkachaslo, Zeru Eze, Sheino Etzem Oko Migamra, Elo Malchi, Mitzadecho, U Meitza Mitzadecho, U Vikuntras Pinevinach. But Rashi's Pshat is something else. According to Rashi, according to Mandoma, So, according to Mandoma, so it means that the important thing is that the Riva Bosso that covers a particular bone that was fractured, so should be cut. That's what it means, Rebekeke. That the Riva Bosso that covers a certain bone, let's say, five bone,
the Shen Bong, whatever it is, should become. That's the important thing. So if the Reva Bosa that covers before the fracture, the Reva Bosa that covered the Shen Bong, the thigh bone, before the fracture. So if that Reva Bosa is Kayo, so then it's Kshero, because it's going to heal. So it's Kshero, it's not painful, even though it just happens that the whole fracture protruded outside through that necket that was lacerated together with the fracture. Through that necket in the bosom that was lacerated together with the fracture of the bone. If we say it again, if we say Ubuye, so then the important thing is whether the major portion of the fracture is exposed, is yotzo or not yotzo. And if sometimes there might be a fracture in the bone and just a little bit of the flesh on top of the bone becomes lacerated together with the fracture. But it just happens that on account of this little bit of bosom that was removed together with the fracture, so the whole fracture protrudes through that neck. And the major portion of the bosom that covered originally that particular bone, so is intact. So if we say Rubuvie, as long as the major portion of the fracture is exposed, is yotzo lechutz, so then this is Rashi. This is Rashi. But all the other Rishonim explain that the machleket between Rubuvie and Rekeife in regard to a case where the etzem does not have the same circumference all over, where the etzem does not have the same kibush all over, but let's say at certain places it's thicker, and then at certain places it becomes narrow. Let's say the etzem is this shape. It's this shape. So here it's narrow, and here it's relatively wide, you see. So that's why the Gemara says that we need both. It should have flesh to cover the rei kifei and to cover the rei uvi. Alright, now we can understand the two. Alright. V'afilu im lafotas ne'etzim. Im yesh ve'yom posol echad v'tashem v'afilu im lafal e'etzim kosha. Avo im yin v'cha v'yitzi im yin lafal. Avo bish yin v'cha v'yitzi ato treif. So here he discusses another point, in other words, because the Gemara says that if there is a oposo achilnes ubei, even if a little piece of the bone was chipped off completely, so it's also kosher. So what does it mean? But, let's say, suppose this is the bone. And, let's say, this is the bone. And then a little piece of the bone was chipped off, where you have the hole. So a piece of bone was shipped off, and if there is enough to cover not only the bone that still remained there, but even to cover that portion of the bone that was shipped off, so then it's kosher. But suppose there is enough eroposo to cover the bone that is still there, but not to cover the piece of bone that was shipped off, so then it's hey. Uvimokim shini yitra, iu lechta, gmoi, beyatzim atachten in divrei hakel, uvem tzoi, shalui kineged am tzubes agidin ur amhofes, imeile uposo achim in esrube, habeimu muteres, vioi verosim in rabo. In other words, suppose, I mean, that's true about the yatu, I mean, in the forelock too. Or, it's true, according to Rabalfes, that in the shank, a fracture is not matter of agreement. But if it's a real fracture and there is no eruposo, chayfines rube, so true, according to Rabalfes, the behavior's entirety is not a trifo. But that particular shank that was fractured and no eruposo, chayfines rube, is considered as if it had been echta. So it's also a mudrabore. and the skull of Hebron Lachal. So he says, the Hebron Lachal Rabbon, the Reiv Zeh Tzorech Sheyeh Reiv Uvi Reiv Akeli, Pirish. So he mentions the Pshat of Tesis and the Rosh, which not the Pshat of Rashi. Pirish Yi Shetzem Sheyeh Ogu, El Rochim Tzadechot Neilach Omitra Tzashemi, Vizbosar Achitu Bitzili Orochim, Ozri Uvi Yisem Reiv Akeli, Vimu Vimokim Shemitza Vahilech, Ozri Vakeli Yisem Rumuvi. That's the Pshat of all the Rishayim, Adat Rashi. Hilka Avino Leilom Tavayu. We heard it, so he doesn't even mention Rashi's Pshat. He does, because Rashi is Yochid in his Pshat. Hilka Avino Leilom Tavayu. We heard him Asherino, Kishayir Obosa Chifres Rubei, Dabke Kishayir Vachipo Min Aboso, Vyoz Amiru Choreyi Amitztari Fimu Lahakshir, Avon Vachotzi Min Oeya, Vachotzi Min Aboso Loi, והנה גורי בביימו, אבל בי, כי משאיר אורך, מצטרף עם הבוסו. אפילו אם נחצו בוסו, נחצו אייר. זה תגמור את זה כמו יורד יסטרד. לרועד, there is a מחלוי כסים דמר. So, the second wash, the יקד אמר. So, the two pastors like the יקד אמר. The יקד אמר, או מהו לא אומר בי חנן, אייר מצטרף עם בוסו. What does that mean? אייר מצטרף עם בוסו, if it's 50% consists of בוסו. If 50% of the tissue that covers the fractured bone consists of bosa, and 50% consists of air, because the bosa was removed. So if it's 50-50, so then it's inside. Omele Rav Nachman Ule, Yoreni Ma'ad Eir Mashin Yubosa, Lehumre, so only if most of the bone, of the fractured bone, is covered by bosa, and let's say 40% is covered by a then, but 50-50 not. Omale, I'm only a dad that he was basically the habit of a pizza on the other side of the bus rabbit. Bus will come to the vehicle, Vaksha, even though it was only 50-50. Omale, Vakhizla Kamrat, Vakhizla the Roche Shali. So only in case of an A that is relatively soft. So then, even if it's covered, even if the fractured bone is covered, 50-50 by A, or 50 by A, or 50 by B, so it's kosher. But Masha'inke, by the Hippo, so the A can only be Masha, if whole of the bone is covered by Bosa, so the A can be Masha in the meat, but 50-50 by the Hippo, it will not heal. So that's the way we pass like Rav Nachman, and in accordance with the second verse. This is what he says. V'hani b'li b'eimo, ha'vo b'li kim she'er rach m'stari v'ra bosa, ha'fiu y'lech to bosa o'lech to eya. Kos marash bo, yire, she'eyo m'vade yi l'matzi, ha'fiu b'eimo. So in other words, here the Gemara says that here, that if the hokich, that is relatively soft, so even so air can be mistaken in Bosa, not only air can be mashed in Bosa, but air can be mistaken. What does mistaken mean? Mistaken means if it's 50-50. Not if the whole thing is by air, or if the major portion is covered by air, and just a little bit of the fractured bone is covered by Bosa, that even by air will not be affected. Alright. Yire she'er v'bado l'matzeh, afir v'eit, v'yei shmokei, she'er v'bado l'matzeh, אפילו בלימו, והוא במוקים הסומך ממש לעקובו, לפי שאין שום לאילו מבוסו, אלא אילו לבד דובו, היא מועצת, וחיתם שחיינים, שאילו מודו ותובוסו, היא מועצת, מצלו ומכם. נראית, that if it is that, if the fracture took place in that part of the bone, where there is no bosso attaching to the bone, just say that certain places in certain bones where you have just say a hide that attaches to the bone. So naturally, so over there, so the area has the same significance as the bosa, because it is the area that naturally adheres to that surface of the bone. Right. Now, who you're hearing, the area within a bosa, why did he say the Shemrim? Because it's told in two persons in the Gemara. We learn the Gemara We learn the Gemara, the last piece of the Gemara. Omar Abashi Kazina Birapape, Uboyla, Nigdaki Mutabas now, Upashton Mohode Omar Abuda Mara, the Rosesh Alto Hahom and Lelepi, the Omar Misalte the Etz in Malahu. Our Pausal is miserable. Omar Abope, the Hurti Kone Garmed the day. So that's the Yosef Mir, and that's Rashi Yosef. The Kone Garmed the day, Shoreim Shoetz and Marzik Mishalei, Svivis Agdeir of Mitva Koetz and Liboso. The semen has solas always a rucho. But then there was another girsay, Rira the day. I'm sorry. The other girsay is not on the Zimmer, I'm sorry. That's the other girsay. The other girsay. Avramo, go and find it on the king, put it on it, alright?
They're checking.
What? So go find it on the put it on it, okay? I made a mistake. It's on the preceding Abaya. The more as Abaya. Iboyo, Nikatma, Niklapma, Nizakma, Nital Shisha Tachta, Toshma, the Omagula, Omagabirichel, and Eira Reukbos. Dilmo, the Kone Moshe Vide. The Kone Moshe Vide. That's Rashi's verse. So how does Rashi explain it? Dilmo Hosom, the Kone Moshe Vide. She has the Koir Mishale. Kleima, Hosom Blad, Vinikla, Bosom, Tachto, Vere, Babekota, and in Shinichba, Oetzel, Shipule, Shuorim, Bos. So that our girl says the mockery for this aloha, that if Eir exclusively covers the ball, Eir exclusively covers the ball, but it's that surface of the ball that where natural, no Bosom adheres to it. To that surface of the ball, just there. So there, the area has the same effect as Bosa, because naturally it is this kind of area that adheres to that ball. So that's the mokeya for this thing. But then there is another girse. There is a girse. Dilmo di kone rira di de, rira di de. The kuntres, so Teisha says, the kuntres goes the dalet, the rachli rametam gause bereish, pire shririn leiche shoy, she oz midamik berei umal deach. So in other words, so, according to this here, say, there is a big chidash in the world, that even the area that covers the fractured bone is not the area that naturally adheres to the surface of the bone, but there is a piece of bosa beneath there, but that piece of bosa was removed together with the fracture. So that piece of bosa that naturally adheres to the surface of the bone was also removed. But there is a area that covers the fracture, but at the same time, there is a certain kind of secretions that adhere, that are between the area. Let's say if this is the bone, and then this is the area, and between, and there was flesh, but the bosa was removed, and just the area on top of the bosa was not removed. But there are certain secretions between the fractured surface of the bone and the area. So it seems on account of those little, those secretions. Real balance, what does real mean? Real balance means a secretion, fluid that is secreted. So on account of those secretions, those few fluids that are between the area and the fractured bone, so maybe that will enable it to heal more readily. Now, so that's why he says, Yen Shemri, they are healing, they know area, Ubin Aposo, so Svog Machiri, Hoetzel, because that's the right hearsay, because we are talking of the case where the Boso was removed. So, according to the hearsay, Bin Noelia, Ubin Aposo, so it means, because originally there was Bosa, and between Then that posel is cool. But it's much better, the Girse of Hoetzem, so it's much better. But it can be explained in this Girse. But it refers to the posel that originally was there. And, but between the height that was on top of the posel, that originally covered the surface of the bone, there was also really some secretions. Now that posel is removed and the height remained, but between the height and the surface of the fractured bone, these rillins still remain. So mainly that will enable it to heal more readily. But only Yeshemim, because only those Yeshemim who have the Girse of the Kone Mashre Rire Nabidale. So Rire in Rekoshale shows me Tabit Beore or Mala Beyarucho. Mashenke, according to our Girse, Rashi's Girse, who are not Girse in Rire, but who are Gevis, the Kone Mashre Rire, so there is no Mokir in the Gemore for the day. So that's why the Torah mentions this, the Rosh Yeshemi, because it's not according to everyone. It's only true according to those Rishayim, the Racham, the Tam, who are there is the Kone, Mashre, Rire. So the question arises, and it doesn't present any difficulty. The question is this. The two mentioned two halachas. One halacha, so the mokeir is the same gemore, according to our Girse, Rashi's Girse. In other words, mainly, he says, v'yeish mokeim she'er v'madim atzir, afiru v'veimu, v'hu b'mokeim asomoch mamesh v'akubo, l'vishen shomreir v'mboso, el'er v'vad dobu k'me'etzen, v'chim she'chein v'sho'er, that is naturally would go between those three minutes and maximum became without Bosa, because naturally it's the hair that always adheres to that surface of the body. So, where is the Mokir for that game? This is what? Don't force, please. Okay. So, there is a Gemara. Ktanelelom is a shy of Gemara says. But I don't like it that even Ktanel should walk around with Yilosh. But Gemara says, Ktanelelom is a shy. But to do something against the will of a child is not the right thing. So I tell him he should find the other kid for him. He doesn't, so I couldn't matter. When he grows up, he will not go to Gilgosh. Anyway, so the question that arises is this. In respect to the second thing that the Torah mentions, so he says, Yeshem, why? Because the Mokeya for that thing, that if there is the affluence between the Eyam and the surface of the bone, so then in the Eyam can be Matzil, because the fact that there are certain secretions that will enable it to heal more readily for one break to join the other break, I mean to come shever and shever yard of the bubble to heal. So the mokir is that gives. So the Torah mentions that only the Rosh Yeshayim. Why only the Rosh Yeshayim? Because Because according to the other Rishonim who have the Gilsa that we have the Gemara, Kone Moshe Chagigei not Rirei, so there is no Moshe for them. So the question is, why doesn't he mention the first din also the Rosh Hashanah? Because the first din, where is the makel for the first din? That Eve, the hive, naturally adheres to the bosa all the time when it's not fractured. So then, even if it's fractured, and if that hive that usually adheres to the surface of the bone is still there, so then it's matzah, it cures the makel, and the behavior is not affected. So the makel is our guilt in the Gemara. So we should also mention it, the Rosh Hashanah, because according to the guilt of Avnetam and the Rach, the Konev Yashchei Rive, not Konev Yashchei Rive, so then there is no makel for the first. The answer is, the first being without the makel is stubborn, you see. So even if we accept the guilt self from the Tam and the Rach, so the Gemara does not mention it. But since our story, why shouldn't we say that if the fracture took place in that part of the bone near the Akumo, where there is no flesh, right here, you see, so there is no flesh. You can feel it, you know. Here, right near the ankle, so you can feel. So there is no flesh. So there is only area that covers the beginning of the change. There is only air that covers it, not bosom. So the melee, since the fracture took place right here, where naturally there is no bosom covering that low part of the shame bone, just air. So the melee, if the air remained there, so that should be malaruko, that should be able to heal the matter. Mitzvah we should say. So Mimele he doesn't say according to Hashem's Yose, so Gemara mentions that thing. But according to the other Yose, Gemara doesn't mention it. But that thing is Mistaga, Mitzvah Svore, Mashiach in the other thing. So if we have the Yose of the Achim Ramitah, alright, so Gemara says so. But Mitzvah Svore we couldn't say such a big Chidesh that if there is a secretion between the Hayit that covers the fractured bone and the fractured bone, so that secretion will enable it to heal more of it. The Gemara says so, so it says so, so it's a Kabbalah. So there is no stages. But if that Gilse is not the right Gilse, that's why the first thing he doesn't say in Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't formulate it in Rosh Hashanah. Because even if the right Gilse is the Gilse of Rachel Abnetam, so the Gemara doesn't mention it. But it's Mistaber, but Mizrasvore, but the other thing, which is a big Chidesh, so he formulates it in the Rosh of Yeshem. Alright. Hoyo Rivin bin Eliyo, Uveyo Etzem, or bin Aboso, Yeshem Shematzela, or Bishem Shemboso. Atka. Gidin Shesefo Hakshins, so that's the more we learned yesterday, a Matzelin Kiboso. Because true, at first in the morning, Psochim, there was a Bachrekin between Rabbi Yechon and Shoki, where the one can be Nimne and Gidishin's matches, and Rabbi Yechon said, he can't be Nimne, but in the end, he considers a Shoki, that he cannot be Nimne, so he doesn't have the status of Boso in regard to Nimne or Pesach, so he doesn't have the status of Boso to be able to heal the Maki the Sheva. Loyoyo, Haboso Chifi, Rubin Mokmechet. אלו מסרקים, מעקם, מעקם לצלב, היי ליב שבו, סביב איזה עצם, או של מוקנחות, או של מרודות, צילון גדר, או אם נקבח מעל העצם, או שנית ראש משהו זה יתחתם, שהוא יצור לבי איזה ליב שבו, או אם נקב ומזדק, ויכול לו מפה יראה, יכול שתחיף ובלעיב שבו, או לכום, וכן אם נסמס נס, בוסר החיפה, עד שהורי כגבר, חושב כלהנה, ותחיף, נגדר הבוסר ויסקים לרשבה, כתבאז, וזה לא סתבאז, נגמור, כתבאז ואיגול, וראית הכיפה מחוס הקשר, באמת כבר אמורים שהדור, שהבוס הדור הוא בעצם סובב פרש, הוא כבר לערוך, אבל היא לא בכלול, מי יש בה בעצם לבוקים של ספרי פה, וחוזר ומקשה, סופורוס, there was a fracture in the bone, Doesn't make any difference which one. Even in the title. So then according to everybody, it's marketable. But suppose if there was such a fracture in the thyroid, and then it retracted the Chosa Vinikshah, the Yedua, in Yotzohu Ve'imla, Koskla Agenim Vikshel, Kibshe Nikshah, Be'yodua Shor Yotzohu. In other words, what is the purpose of the cast today if somebody has a fracture? So you put the whole bone in the cast. So what does the cast do? The cast does one thing, that it should be Chosa Vinikshah, it should retract. And because it's tightly, the bone is tightly kept within the cast, so remember it's double. One end of the cast, of the break to the other end of the break, so it retracts and it becomes rebound. So this is our head. Nishbaretzel mokim sheis et reifu. V'chozah v'nikshah v'en yoduah yotzohu v'inlav kos kwa'agim v'ksheiro. Kim shenikcha biyodua asher yotzorube nimtzo shobo vein yodua imasem echayim ulachavise imokim amake shocher biyodua asher nasem echayim vimein yechem imamid olo im yesh bameliswez kme shedoso vikeisel oi shevotzitzo lechayim zidei tenu lok. In other words, if it's doso vikeisel leachar Shriket, so the maybe we attribute it. The love asura misal. Oh, this is. If we had to go over the whole Gemara, we would be able to understand it. Shloisha Fotim Yesh Bereya. Hatach. Because that's the akubo hankeresim oreish. Vu mashachitchim im aparsis kishem apshitin abein v'nikreis akubo hankeresim oreish. Bizman chazal it was the practice to do it. So in the Shochanoch, I don't think that in the time of the Shochanoch that was the practice, but since the Gemara mentions that Tzidem, so the Shochanoch also mentions that Tzidem. V'nikwa akuba amikeres emoreish. U'vimayon memu peyek shem. That's the shem. The middle peyek. V'hu amit choshek. V'tzuma sagidim mitachtise. Somuch la akubo. Hamikeres emoreish. U'vimayon memu peyek shlishi. That's the thigh. V'hu mechuga miguf. That's mechuga to the pelvis, to the hip. V'nikwa kunz. Bifere katachte, the lower nose perek of the leg of the behemoth, bichol mokim shiachta bokshel. Now, in the 15 years that I was in Chicago, so except for Mr. Rappaport, the butcher, so he comes to me from time to time, I mean, every other week with all kinds of shadows. But I don't mean that. But shyness by women, I mean, in the chicken, so I only had two shyness in the chicken. Two shyness. And I think that these are the common shyness for everyone. Either a shyness, a break in the wing of a chicken, a break in the wing of the chicken. So now we learned, I mean, about a wing. So wing. So a fracture in the wing, that's the counterpart of the yard of the foreleg in the behemoth. So it's not matter of the behemoth. It's not matter of the behemoth. But there are more customs that change. Maybe the radio was Nika. But this is not matter of the behemoth. It's not matter of the behemoth entirely. But if there is no apostle heaviness rubei, so that wing itself is also in the Rabbanon on the basis of Ilam Lachai in the Rabbanon, because Ilam do. And then the other common shayla, and there's the most common shayla that everybody gets, is what we call, I mean, even the women who don't speak Yiddish, but they don't know how it's called in English. So they don't know that in English it's called the shank, but they all call it the polke. The polke, that's the shank. That's the middle portion that extends from the hock to the knee. That's the shekel, and that's called polki. So in other words, according to the psak of the Rif and the Rambam, they passed from like Kulam Arabeshe, so in the middle bone, so if there is a break, it's not matrik. According to Rashi, and the Ramo passes like Rashi, the Mechaba mentions today, yes, but the Ramo passes like Rashi, so a break in the shen is also matrik, except sometimes there is a break in the shen, in the polke of the chicken, there is a break, and then you see that it healed, that it was chosav miksha, it retracted, it was mala arucho, so then it's kosher. So these are the two common shayles, a shayle in wing or a shayle in shen, in the polke. Alright, so he says, בפרק התחתי בכל מוקים שייך בפוקשר עצם המחוב הליבור תמיד חוכובס וסדסי the highest portion of the leg so בכל מוקים שייך בפרק בעצם המצוי in the shank in the shoyk in נחתך שלוי במקים צום הסגיד in kshayo that's the first portion in the Chaber is the shite of the leaf and the Rambam and the Chachmis Vorah who passed like Uber Omar Beishe, or even like Rav Yudeh, but the second Washington Rav Yudeh Moran. So, Kshem, v'nechtar v'kim tzume sagidi, treif, v'mnesro mitnei shiu chattu chasaregel, v'bokim zeheu mitnei shinechtu chagidi, v'fichor, im nishbar oetzer v'kim tzume sagidi, v'nibiyotzo lechutz, v'nibiyotzo boso chifin, es rubei, because according to the Ulam Magadeshi or the second washing in Rabbi, according to the Psak of the Rit in the Rambam, so the shame bone is never matter. But we always have to be change. Maybe the break, the fracture in the shame bone also involved a severance of the Tzumas HaGidim in the vital area. But if we obey the and we saw that the Tzumas HaGidim in the vital area was not affected, so then it's Kshema. In spite of the fracture in the Shemba. So, V'nechta V'Tzumas HaGidim Kshema, V'nes from the Shechtuch HaGidim Rezeh, Elvim Shenechtuch HaGidim, V'fichoch Yimish Ba'aretzeh, ובקיצור מסגידים להיות זו לחוץ ונראה רובו שחיל ונסרו לי ובוא נמצור מסגידים ונמצור כיום עם שירו ויש אין צריכים בנך תחת עם המצוי בכל מוקד אף הוא שולל עם קיצור מסגידים ובדי טוב ומיש בר עצם עם קיצור מסגידים להיות זו לחוץ ונראה רובו שחיל ונסרו לי אף עוד שבוא נמצור מסגידים ונמצור כיום עם פריפו that's the first question of Rabbi Yehuda not because there is frayful because of the fracture of the bone of the shen bone not because of the tzumisagidim is intact v'chein min nechtach kisei haperek shebin akubu hanukeres im oreish nishuk v'sei fa'akum v'in o'akum u'bin ha'shuk frayful v'taz that's it according to Rashi Shik in other words the bone will break over here, just at the beginning of the shank, just at the very beginning, at the lowest point of the shank, of the shank. So it's also treif. We say, bin artem and bin ha-shank, treif with us. We nechtach, now the last clause in the Mechaber applies to the first washing, not to the second washing, because the second washing, so even if there is a break in fracture here, so it's like, what has come on the hammer if it's in the knee? But he says, V'nechtach, V'seich ha-perek, V'mokim she-michuber, etzem ha-kuris, im-ha-shoyik, treif. In other words, suppose, according to the first washing, so even if there is a fracture here, it's not treif. So now, of course, if there will be a fracture over here, so it's like, there will be a fracture over here, it's also like, suppose it's at the beginning of the thigh, if the fracture will be at the beginning, at the lowest, at the terminal end of the thigh, it's also like, as long as it's already the thigh area, the thigh bone. In other words, the fracture will be at the terminal end of the thigh bone, right above the knee. Right above the knee. So it's also clear. How about a fracture according to the written Rambam Shite, in the knee joint itself, in the knee bone itself? So of course, according to Rashi Shite, so it's this question doesn't even arise, because even a fracture here is terrific. Certainly the fracture is here, but according to the written Rambam, so if there is a fracture in the thigh bone, even the terminal end of the thigh bone is terrific. Suppose it's beneath the terminal end of the thigh bone. It's managing the knee bone itself. The fracture is in the knee bone itself. So, and that, the shach discusses that. But when the Mechaba says, V'nechtach b'sich ha'pirek, V'mokim sh'mechuga, etzem ha'kuris, kuris is the thigh bone, v'mashot treifok, so it doesn't mean that the fracture, it doesn't have reference to the case where the fracture is in the knee bone. That's discussed by the Shach. He has reference to the case where the fracture is over here. Just at the terminal end. At the terminal end of the thigh bone. Alright. V'nu'abu b'chol ashkenas v'tzokfas kisvorachem. Kisvorachem. V'in shamas. Lochem v'chol mokim shenechtach v'nu'arkim. Arkim v'tzahakba. מן הארקים וממיירו טריב אף על פי שצום הסגידים קיימס נעולת סי לשח וכן מנך דר בשיח הפרק שבין הרקובן עם קרסי בראש נשוק בשוק בשוק בסיפו הארקום בין הארקום בין השאל כן הוורד at the terminal end of the shank just between the hub bone and the shenton, so it's treifuk, according to Rashi. But suppose it is in the hot bone itself, the human being is the ankle bone, but suppose the fracture is in the hot bone itself, not at the terminal end of the shen bone, where the shen bone joins the hub bone. Suppose the fracture is in the hub bone. As a matter of fact, in the hub bone, there is more than one bone. I think that there are seven bones. So it's not, it doesn't mean that the shame is not. But because many times, the shame and the chazal, so they'll call a combination, a group of bones, they'll call it one bone. So, but the hub bone itself consists of a number of bones. I think there are seven bones in the hub bone. But anyway, so when he says the chain in Nechtach, Bisei HaPerek Shebin Akuba and Keresim Orange, Mishuk, Bisei Va'akum, Bein Akum and Bein Ashek. So that means at the terminal end of the shank. But suppose it's in the hub bone itself, Mamish, the uppermost limit of the hub bone, out of the outcome chain. So the Shach says, if the fracture is in the upper limit, in the upper end of the hub bone itself, so then it's chain. So maybe it follows according to the Bishyosef and Darkimish, that they say according to Rashi, that the shin bone, so it is a trait, a fracture in the shin bone is a trait. But suppose the fracture is in the upper limit of the hub bone, it's not a trait. The same thing would be true according to the first washing of Chavis. According to the first washing of Chavis, that the sheet which is the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, that in the shame, the normal fracture in the shame bone is matrix. Even there will be a fracture here, there is not matrix. But where will it be matrix? Here, in the thigh bone. So even the terminal end. But suppose the fracture will be in the knee in the knee bone itself, not above the knee, just at the end of the thigh bone, but in the knee bone itself. In the knee bone itself, it will not be a trefe, because there is an analogy. You see, whatever is true of the fracture in the ankle, in the hip bone, according to Rashi Shite, is true of the fracture in the knee bone, according to the Rambam Shite. So, Abu Ba'akum Sheyo, Mishi Kosek is Yosef, Ba'akum Eish, Ayish, Al Shey Marib Rechobib, Shebiya Kei, Vidivar Yatur, Vimomat Kei, Vidivar Rabin Yeroche, Vizet Da'as Arad Ba'agoy. But he says, Vidivar Shabbat, so it's Midayuk, that, first of all, the Rabbo, Ba'akum Eish, spells it out explicitly, that if the fracture will be in the upper end of the whole bone itself, so, not in the lowest, in the terminal end of the shank, but in the upper end of the hog bone. So it's shank. So the Rambam says it in the Archimedes. And he implies that in the Hagoyah, because he says, Lochel, the hog bokim shenechtach mino alkum olomayo, alkum is the hog bone. He says, only when the chtach, the fracture takes place, that means above the hub bone. But in the hub bone itself, it's not real. But the Shach is real, he says. Avobemes. So in other words, so the Bes Yosef and the Ramon, the Archimedes, they both say, and they were indicted from the washing of the two, that let's say the two shita is that in the shank bone the fracture is makri, but only if it's in the terminal end, of the shank bone itself. But if it is in the upper end of the hand bone, not so. But he says mit avol benes muhach de rosh kevin am kashe shemelch tarisichal kumtreifon. וכן משמו יש לו שנתו, כי ישראל כאן בדיוק עוד דברים נכון. וכן משמו יש לו שנתו, וכן כוסה בסיבה בהכרחה מוריס, וכן כוס רבה, וכן משמו רב נירוכה, שכוסה בנסיף תסבוב ניסית חץ, וימך תחרגי דבר כמה תחתינו ממש, בין הפרוקים, התאיס וססרוות. What do you mean התאיס וססרוות? In other words, Tesis doesn't discuss it explicitly. Tesis discusses another question, whether we pass like Ule Omar Reche or like the first washing in Omar Abu Omar. So Mele, and he's dying from the washing of Tesis, that if it's in the hub bone itself, so just what? Vitzumas Hagidim, Abu Shach says, Vitzumas Hagidim Kosav Kishuon Mimalak. Because as I mentioned before, I started the Shia, that actually these three tendons, so they start very low, and it extends over the hip bone too. But according to Omar Doma, so even that part of the Tzumas Hagidim is a vital area in the Tzumas Hagidim, and if there is a chtach in that part of the Tzumas Hagidim is favorable. But we pass like Rabbi Barabune, Omar Abashi, that the vital area in the Tzumas Hagidim begins at the point where the tendons start extending along the tibia bone. But if there was a chtach in the Tzumas Hagidim along the hub bone, that's not the right area of the Tzumas Hagidim. So it's not a trefe. So he says, the Tzumas Hagidim kosav kishuron mimal le'ad above the hub bone. V'hu etzem kotna mechaber hapoti v'chei kosav ha'rosh. So the Rishayim in the Rosh in Etzim Kosav is Hekel Tamash, and all the poskim say Etzim Kosav. What is it?
Putoah.
What?
Solid.
Sorry, after the Shia. After the Shia. Okay? Alright. So, So that's adapted from Rashi, that Rashi. And because Rashi mentioned it, that's a bone. So he says, they didn't know. You see, I mean, those, I have no criticism against Dr. Bowen. He's a goy. I mean, I have no talents against him. I have all my talents are directed against his. He should be. Rav Levin, he should be Maruf Yom Bishon. I think he's 104 years old. He should be Maruf Yom Bishon. So all my talents are directed against Rav Levin. He should be enlightened, Dr. Bowen. But it's not that he didn't know. I have rights that they knew exactly that the hub bones, it consists of a number of bones. But they call when the shaman are accustomed, when you have a number of bones joined together, so they will call the group of bones as one bone, that's all. So he says, what's in cotton? So why does he say that's in cotton? Even though they are a group of bones, but it means the uppermost bone in that group of bones, in the hot bone region. What does it mean? It's the first portion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omarach. So, in other words, because according to Ula of Rabbeinu, so even the fracture takes place here, so it's not right. So he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda Omarach, so if there is a fracture in the bone itself, it's also true. So he sees that the Rosh doesn't agree with what the Rabbi Yosef and the Dark Nation said. All right. So the Marshal agrees with the Bessios, with both of them in here. Gamashe Yishon Rayon Dvorov Ma'amod Ha'arim Yireklau. So in Yisrael Kanamashe. Dorein Dibri Rav Yom Mordechai. This is really also Lehed Yekish Vesaramba. This is Yaiti Yim Shei Kosha. So naturally, how can you bring a Rayon from the Mordechai, from the Rav Yom? Because the Rav Yom agrees with the Shikha of the Ramba. So even if fracture here is not right. So certainly, if there is a fracture now, Mashe'in came. According to the Shita of Rashi, that we passed in the first portion of Yudha Marav, that in the Sheik, a fracture is marked for the baby. So not only the Sheik itself, even the Havre. Alright, so this is what the Shach said. Now, but the Nakimir will be, according to the Rif of the Rambam, if the fracture will be in the Nivo. So, I mean, according to the Vesiyosef and the Ramon, that according to Rashi Shita, that a fracture in the shank is matri, but a fracture in the hub bone, in the less bone, the uppermost bone, that the mamish joins, the shank, so it is not matri, so the same thing will be true, according to the Rif and Rambam Shite, that only a fracture in the thigh bone is matri. Suppose there will be a fracture in the knee bone, even the uppermost limit, uppermost end of the knee bone. So we will not be matter according to the Shach, that according to Rashi Shite, so a fracture in the etzem atachri, in the hand bone, is matri. So the same thing would be true according to the Rambam, a fracture in the knee bone would also be matri. Also be matri. So the Shavidure obviously agrees with the Messiah. and with Rabo and the Marim Chavi. Because the Shavidure, he says that we have to be matrid if we find a fracture in the bone, because we have to be changed. Maybe that affected the Tzuzakinim too. And maybe it affected the Tzuzakinim above the Hakbon. It couldn't mean that it's strengthened because of a cut in the tendons that extend along the Hakbon itself, because the more explicitly passed this, like the Mandoma, like Rabbi Baravune from Aravashi, that part of the Tzumus Aginim that extends over the heart bone does not constitute the vital area of the Tzumus Aginim. So why does the Shavidura say that if there is a fracture in the alcohol, so maybe we have to be chichish, maybe the Tzumus Aginim or Nechtach, because, in other words, since if we were not Vedic, we didn't make a thorough inspection of the Tzumus Aginim. But we know that there is a fracture in the hard bone, so then it gives rise to the possibility that together with the fracture in the hard bone, so there was a cut in the Tzumus Aginim above the hard bone. But in the Hanami, if we will be Vedic and we'll inspect it thoroughly and we'll see that the Tzumus Aginim area above the hard bone, there is no cut, so then to be sure. But Agavuche, we can deduce from the Shavidure that the Shavidure doesn't agree with the Osh, and the Shavidure agrees with the Bes Yosef and the Rabo. So me, the Shavidure simply go across the bottom, but if they tell Hashem, it's not like it. But for Yosef Chutz, if he say, after the Mishrafi Sheva or Sheva Yardok, he would walk with Reifo, give me the time room, which Yosef Chutz, there is a bit after me. If we say, that we have to be matter the behavior. We have to be matter the behavior because of the fracture in the hand bone per se. So then we won't be matter if it didn't heal. But suppose it healed, let's say to retract it, to rebound, the way it happens when you put a fractured bone in the cast. So then it retracts, it becomes rebound. So it's Shevel Yardokli Boko. So it doesn't make any difference whether it was done through the aid of a cast or it was done through some other way. Before the cast was invented, so they also healed it that way. So they used to bind around, they used to make a very tight bandage around the fracture. I mean, the cast is a recent innovation. So, before the cast was invented, so all fractures were also healed, but it took a longer time. It took maybe a number of months to heal. So how did they do it? They just, by binding it tighter, so they affected, they manipulated that the two ends of the fracture should join together and be kept tight. So anyway, according to the Rosh, that the fracture the hard bone is matter the behavior and its own merit, so then it will be treife only if it didn't retract, but if it retracted, so then it's not treife. But according to Shavidure, that if there is a fracture in the hard bone, so then we have to differentiate. Maybe the Tzumus Aginim in the vital area were affected. So even if we saw that it retracted, even if we put a cast on that fracture, and then it retracted and rebound. So, but still we have to make a thorough inspection, because maybe originally it affected the Tzumus Aginim. But you fizer at the Sraki Shadow of Shadow Yarga to the Boko. Train between the Kayo and Shushasu Sagini comes in the book, Sikot Mubes, by Mashikshaku is a Bissinen, Bissinen Bob, Sikot Mubdal. Now, so the Shah is Hirik and the Bess Yosef and the Rabbi. But, and he mentions the Rosh, from the Rosh of the Rosh, it's Mashna, that the Rosh doesn't agree with the Shite of the Bess Yosef and Ramon. And for the Shavidure, it does agree with the Shita of the Bess Yosef and Ramon. Now the Taz agrees with the Shita of the Bess Yosef and Ramon. The shach is chilek, but the taz agrees with the shite of the mishias. I don't want to go over the whole taz, but he agrees. Now, sivayz etzem akulyes shelita kumkayim kechivurei bibuv ani buked atme the shot mituchte the femur bone slip from its socket from the place where it is joined to the roof to the pelvis. So that's Rav Masna's din, but we don't pass completely like Rav Masna, only if it is coupled with a deterioration of ligaments. Only in the major portion of the ligaments. So it deteriorated. But if just the new top ligaments deteriorated and the major portion is intact, so then it's kshel. Achlei shemrim, they will pkim bi kunivei. Lochem ishmeser, koshkas yelech, shemrim kunivei. In other words, that's another chumra, because in pkim. So the mele, in every case, since we don't rely on our judgment, on our expertise, so the mele, we have to be chay, shemrim, it is in kunivei. Alright. Vichayim, in nishbar, somos lehu. Ava, pisha, chozab, nikshah, heiteh. Freite, shemri konivei, umishari, daletes pois bigaso, ubeis bidako, ubei fagon figotle, lakotun figotle. Now the question that arises, against this Ramor, let's discuss. Why did the Ramor say, vichayim nishba, somos lehu, ava, pisha, chozab, nikshah, heiteh, freite, shemri konivei. Yikonivei has relevance to a case of nishma, where it slipped from its jacket. So there we pass him, not like a master, that only if the slipping from the socket was coupled with the deterioration of the ligaments. But relative vis-a-vis a fracture. So whether it is equally not equally vain, has no bearing. So why does he mention Mochen Chen Nishba? Somos leguf. Ava pisha choza v'nikshah heitif prey v'sham ikonive. And even if it is ikonive, but if when is ikonive of significance? If it is coupled with the slipping of the bone, with the slipping, the dislocation, the slipping of a dislodgement of the bone from the socket. So then, if it's coupled with ikonive, it's like, but when there is a fracture, so then the criterion is something else, whether Eirun Posol is in this way or not in this way. But the status of the ligaments is of no significance. So why is there a moment? But the answer is, this is what the Rosh Hashanah says, and that's the plain pshat in the Ramon. Eirun Hanami, the Ramon knows very well, he realizes that as far as the Talfe, that is grounded in the fracture is concerned, so ikonive is of no significance. Eyoposochef in the Srube, that's the criterion, not whether ikonive or not ikonive. That's no criterion. But, now, true indeed that ikonive has a bearing only upon the case of Shok Miduchte, where it slipped from its socket. But in the case where there is a fracture and the fracture is very close to the groove, if the fracture in the bone is a little away from the pelvis, from the hip, so then we don't have to be chesh. Maybe together with the fracture there was a minor slipping of the bone from the socket. But if the fracture is very close to the hip, then we have to be chesed. Maybe the fracture was coupled with a partial slipping of the bone from the guf too. But we don't see it. It's not in nature. You know, there are all kinds of slipping of the bone. Sometimes the bone slips, we call it completely out of the socket. And sometimes there is a partial slipping of the bone from the socket. So if the fracture is away from the group, from the juncture with the group, so then we don't have to anticipate maybe the fracture involved a slipping of the bone from the socket. But if it's mamish some of the group, then it's very likely that there was not just a fracture of the thigh bone, that together with the fracture of the thigh bone, it also entailed a slipping, a partial slipping of the thigh bone from the socket. So mele, ata pisha choza v'nikshah hintei, treipo, shemo yitru nibe, because choza v'nikshah is a cure for the fracture. If it retracts, it becomes rebound. So then it cures the makel of the shever. But a chozav v'nikshah does not cure the makel of a dislocation, of a dislodgement, of a slipping of the bone. So that's why the Rama says, "Avav pisha chozav v'nikshah heiti v'ret v'shem v'yikon nivei u'mishah." What is considered close to the juncture? What is considered not close to the bone? Dalet et boye v'gaso u'beit v'dako u'vei hagod nefigod lei v'akot nefikot. V'tein v'hach v'yabimokim shin hefzit merube. Igloi, some other words, but the mokim hefzit merube, so he's mad. In other words, why? Because it's an extra chumrah. Because the Gemara doesn't even mention that. Why should we be chayshish? If we don't see any slipping of the thigh bone from the socket, why should we be chayshish? So most chayshish say that we don't even have to be chayshish. But it's dagoy shalidure, dagoy sasmak, some mele the ramo is chayshish. And we should be mocking Shein Epsit Merubeh. Because Bal Nefesh is Yachel Atzme. Even if there is a Rova Poski who say that it's Muta, but in mocking Epsit Merubeh we can rely on the Shita of Poski who say that even if the fracture takes place, some of the group fail, so we still don't have to be Chesh, maybe it slipped from the Sakhi. The Munishmat Hayerech Vinikol Nibay Koshin. Reish etzem akuyes hamechuga l'sheik shenitak minkei l'ksheik afilo in ikal nive. If the reish etzem akuyes, you see, because the Rashbo mentioned the shite, the Torah mentioned the name of the Rashbo, and the Rashbo mentions a certain shite, and that was also the shite, that is also the shite of the smak. So in other words, so that it's not the shita of the Rashbo himself. The Rashbo himself rejects that shita. But that shita that the Rashbo mentions holds that when the Gemara Daf Nun Zayin says, that Shmuta Sayerech Bibhemo is Treifo, so most the Shem say that it has reference to the Shmuta Sayerech over here. But that's Shite that the Rashbo mentions holds that it means Muta Sayerech over here, at the lower end of the Erech of the time. Now, the time has ranged one end.